We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
It's for dancing.
All right. That's like my go-to word.
Yeah, but you have to have a signature.
I guess
that's
the worst catchphrase of all time. All right.
No, but it's the way.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Snacky Tunes, last one of the year.
Last one of the year. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget.
And I'm the other half, Terry Diabolic, a finger on the pulse.
That was just Yacht performing live on Dinner with the Band. Tomorrow night is the last episode of the season.
Yes.
And then we will be taping more episodes in February, and we will be doing the official first season of Dinner with the Band on IFC in April.
April 13th, I think?
April 13th. Trumpets blaring and fanfare.
We can't say who's coming, but we got some good stuff lined up. And again, to everyone for the last 6 weeks, 5 years, like, thank you so much for your support.
Today on the show, we have Gina Turner in studio. Hey, Gina. But before that, we have probably one of the most impressive food guests that I've ever had the privilege of speaking to. Ariane, are you there?
All right.
Hi, how are you?
Did I say it well?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
You said it very well. It's a little bit. There's like A, 16 L's, a hard R, and then an
I-T. Yeah, the R. I think after 30 years, I still can't do the R here.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. This is great.
First off, thank you so much also for supporting Dinner with the Band. Your chickens of the wood mushrooms really came in the 11th hour.
Oh, yeah?
We had no idea where to find them. We're like, yeah, we'll do Chicken in the Woods, no problem. Now, where do we get them? And then Lily was like, oh, we just so happened to get a shipment in 2 days before we actually taped. So thank you.
And they were beautiful.
They were gorgeous. Absolutely
orange. Thanks. And gorgeous, and they just tasted so fresh and delicious.
Yeah, it's a beautiful mushroom.
So I've been doing research on you, and I'm a little bit in awe of your history. I mean, you've been kind of like almost like a fortune teller of what's going to happen in the modern food movement, starting back in the early 80s. So, your story is well known, and I know that we talk a lot about it, but I would love to, you know, just to tell our listeners, you know, how you got started and, you know, how you moved from, you know, moving here for journalism to where you are today.
Yeah, no, I didn't invent or guess anything. I just continued to do what I knew what to do. I come from a long line of chefs in southwest France. And in southwest France, in a region called Gascogne or Armagnac. You know the brandy Armagnac?
Of course.
It's that region. And there, people hunt for a living and gather mushroom from the woods. And it's mostly a farming area, and in the farms it's mostly ducks and geese for foie gras and lots of fowl like guinea hen and very good chickens and turkeys, and everything is being raised the right way. You know, the pigs are free range. I mean, it's been like that all the time. That's what I knew. And so when I came here, that's what I started doing, is to, I saw there was a need for that type of product. And so that's what we're doing here at D'Artagnan. We're sourcing and organizing farmers so that we get the best of the those meats for the our clients, which are the chefs. And now we have also a nice website where we welcome consumers.
It's interesting because, you know, some of the things that you changed were, you know, canned foie gras, you know, tail to snout, which nowadays, I mean, at least to us, seem pretty commonplace. But what was some of the resistance you found in making or having restaurateurs kind of see the ways that things should probably be done as opposed to how it's always been done in America?
Well, you have to realize we arrived in 1985, and that was that's when I started D'Artagnan, and that was exactly when chefs started to come out of the CIA, and also chefs here in America, young chefs started to want something else on their menus besides the staple chicken, lamb, beef thing, you know? And so it came totally naturally that chefs started to ask for quail and for baby chickens and for Muscovy ducks, and so it was our job to go and find it, and we stayed specialized in what we knew. We don't do fish, we don't do dairy, we don't do cheese. I love cheese, but I don't sell it.
Is there any animal or products? I know that you also do, I mean, Chicken in the Woods, like we said, it was difficult to get. Is there any product that you're particularly proud of introducing into to restaurants or into farmers' hands that was met with large resistance but now is a bit more widely accepted?
You just named the whole menu of the whole list of products, but maybe more in particular the organic chicken, because we had to. For almost 10 years, we sold an organic chicken without being able to say on the label that it was organic, because the USDA hadn't defined organic yet. So that was a difficult one. And also, we were the first ones to import and fly in true wild game from Scotland, Great Britain.
What made up the wild game? Like what animals?
Pheasants, wood pigeons, red leg partridge, grouse, and hare. And those things were not available in America because there is a weird thing where in America you cannot commercialize animals that have been that have not been inspected ante mortem, meaning in Latin, meaning before death. So any animal has to be inspected live by an inspector of the USDA, of the Department of Agriculture. And that's not the case in Great Britain, where you actually can inspect them post-mortem, which is after death. And because of a nice agreement between the U.S. and England, we were able to take the opportunity and to import those wild game birds, even though they were inspected only post-mortem. In America, the only way to do this would be to bring the inspector with you when you go hunting. not very practical.
I know that we had a bit of an odd request with the mushrooms, but I imagine that you get far more wild requests from certain chefs. Can you talk about some of the more outlandish things that have been asked for you guys to scrounge up and deliver to chefs?
Still, in our specialty, there is, I remember the first time they asked for hare, wild hare, which is the strongest game available. And you remember that restaurant Lutèce, André Saltner was the chef?
Yes.
He was one of the first true gastronomical, the best place in New York at one point. And I vividly remember the first time I delivered myself those hare. And the next day, very anxiously, I asked him, so how did it go? How did it go? And he said the people he had in mind, those clients, last night, they tasted it and everything was okay, but the table next to that table complained about the smell. So, for people who weren't used to a strong game like that, it was difficult. But in general, it's not about the exotic. It's more about the different cuts, for example. Daniel wants porcelet, a suckling pig, which is not quite an adult pig, but still drank only milk. So we had farmers develop that type of a product. I don't remember now, but more like cuts, people who want different specific cuts of the milk-fed veal or things like that.
It's interesting. I mean, you are associated with the nose-to-tail or nose-to-snout philosophy. How have you gone about introducing young restaurateurs to use not the prime cuts? Do you have suggestions? Do you give them tips? Or do you say, you have to buy all this?
I fought this for basically all my life, for the last 25 years. And we've been in business 25 years, and I found it my mission, or the mission of D'Artagnan, to actually use the different cuts of the animal, or what we call lower cuts mostly, that the restaurant wouldn't take from us. And that's how we developed those lines of pâtés and sausages and the bacon and the hot dogs of buffalo and things like that. And so we did this all along. And then when the economic crisis started, then what I was saying, what we were trying to pass as a message to the restaurants all along, which was everything in the pig is good, everything in any animal is good, but just it takes a little longer, to braise a pork belly than to cook a rack of pork, obviously. But because of the price and the economic crisis, I think people naturally the chefs who hadn't listened to anything I said for the last 20 years went to these products naturally. One, because they are comfort food. It's easy to do a braised dish and to have a comfort level with a braised dish than to buy expensive rack of lamb or rack of pork or in times when money is difficult.
Right. So you mentioned that you've been in this for 25 years. I believe the 25th anniversary is in February, correct?
Coming up soon, yep.
I heard that you have some special events planned. Is there anything that you can share with us, what we can expect for the anniversary?
I have a lot of friends coming from France, and especially from my part of France, from southwest France, from Gascogne. Lots of them are chefs with Michelin stars. So I called a couple of friends here, and now there are like 15 restaurants in New York who, and chefs who are willing to host a Gascon chef and do dishes together. So that's going to be fun. We're going to do a progressive dinner going from one place to another.
Wow.
Like that. We're going to do a rugby game because bunch of the people coming from Gascogne are also ex-rugby players, and trying to get the approval to do that in Central Park. In the middle of February, that should be something.
That should be something. That should be cold. What week is the celebration?
The 18th of February. It's the what is it? Just Valentine. Just the week of Valentine. Oh, so,
well, we're free. So you know.
You are.
Yeah, we're free. is this open to the public? Can people buy tickets to these dinners, or is
some,
it?
Yeah, some things are. We do a James Beard dinner also on the 18th. And there are a bunch of events because lots of musicians are coming from France. Some artists also. We're going to try to do an exhibit and an opening with a little bit of wine and Armagnac, you know, the brandy.
Yes.
And then we're going to have the big party on the 22nd. So right after January 1, on the first week of January, we're going to post all those things on our website.
Fantastic.
And Tim Zagat also told me that he was going to post it on his website. So
and we can put it in our email blast as well to let people know.
This is great. Thanks.
So thank you for taking time. I know you're busy. I heard that there's myths that there's a shower in your office and you sometimes don't leave because you're so slammed. So I do appreciate you taking time.
I don't leave the shower?
No, you don't leave the office. That would be interesting, too. That would be an even better myth. She only does work from the shower. That is it. But thank you so much. Congratulations. 25 years. You are a legend.
Thank you very much. I'm honored. And I see you February 22, if not before.
We will be there. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good one. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Easily one of the best food guests that we have had. Great accent, Gina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sounds great.
So D'Artagnan, 25-year anniversary coming up in February. We will have all the information. If you don't get our email blast, just write us music@fotpnyc.com to get all the information for that. I will be at some of those dinners. I will break my bank for that. Michelin star, and you know they're only getting like the best. It's like the best of the best from D'Artagnan.
If you guys both need a date.
So it's great. Gotcha. So Terry is going to play a tune for us, and then we'll come back, talk about what we've been doing over break, and then we're going to get to our musical guest, Gina Turner. You're listening to Snacky Tunes with Finger on the Pulse. Big ups to Roberta's for sponsoring us today. We're about to dig into some pizza. Jack, Inslee, and Rec Tech making us sound good. Take it away, Terry. We'll be right back. welcome back to Snacky Tunes. I am part of your host, Finger on the Pulse. That was just It's Time, a Punches original, which is used to be Brooklyn Sterling. You heard our Revoir Simone remix earlier, but we're now called Punches. We like that name better. Big shout out to Big Daddy Rob and to Al Aster.
Al Aster in the studio forever. Yo, and big shout out to Al Aster. Great hangs this weekend. We beat the new Mario game.
Yeah, which was not great.
Really, guys? Really? Yeah. Like eating salad with your fingers?
It's happening.
Okay, awesome. Anyway, so it's been a good break. We're really excited, actually, to end this year strong. We have a huge, huge party this Thursday. Small little holiday called New Year's Eve. It's a new thing. I don't know if you've heard about... Jeannie, heard about this?
Yeah, a couple times.
Anyway, so we are hosting, which means Suits and Champagne, the Trouble and Bass, Famous Friends, New Year's Eve.
I didn't know that's what New Year's Eve meant. I didn't know that was... I mean, we're going to do that, but I didn't know that was the official definition.
Yeah, it's in the
Tell
memo.
Tell that to, like, the million D-bags in Times Square.
Well, they obviously didn't get the memo. Some people get the memo.
Maybe they didn't read it on my Twitter feed.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're really excited. It's at Europa. We still have pre-sale tickets for $25. It's a two-hour open bar, 9 to 11.
That's pretty good.
Bass and disco all night.
Bass and disco. Interesting combination.
I mean, it's Famous Friends and Trouble of Bass.
Yeah, it's something for everyone.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
Like, honestly, if you...
And, one 90s house gay diva anthem at, 2:13
a.m. Are we DJing?
No.
We're not DJing.
Some big room.
Some hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then some holla back.
Yeah, exactly.
Gina's going to slip into the side room. Is the side room open, too?
Side room's always open.
That is creepy. I'm kind of curious. I mean, it's a lot of DJs, but I wonder if it's going to be... Yeah, eat up.
I'm Italian. I like pizza.
Is that a fact?
Yes.
So, Gina, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm a little exhausted. I spent the night on an air mattress. And shout out to Junior Sanchez in his studio in Edison, New Jersey.
Very nice.
So we were just, working. And
I can't believe the studio... Is he from Jersey?
Yeah.
I can't believe the studio's in Edison.
Dude, I live a little bit outside of the city. So I live in Rockland County.
Okay.
Which is, 15 miles from Manhattan. It's not a big deal.
Is that L-I-R-R-R-R?
Basically, I drive. I have a little mini. I call it the minimal, if you will. I'm not that far from the city. It should have taken me an hour to get to Junior. It took me an hour and 45 minutes last night. I have no idea. It's not far, but it's cool. Nice house.
Awesome. Nice studio.
We went to the diner. Yeah. Nice studio. Lots of records on the wall and,
Nice.
His records?
His records. Oh, my gosh. We were, digging through, old sleeves, and it was cool.
So what, tell us about the year, because you were in L.A. at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. right? And now you are...
Well, I'm officially bi-coastal, so...
Interesting.
Yeah.
We've had all types of people on this show. We're open-minded.
I'm from New York originally, born and raised, and I moved to L.A., 4 years ago, and I would, make my every 2 months, a week in New York, but I was like, I miss New York. I want to do both, so now I'm doing both. And that's been happening since April.
Yeah. How do you like it?
It's good to be back. It just feels like home.
It is home.
It is home. Yeah, what am I talking about?
So would you drive back and forth in the minimal?
Well, here's what I did. I'm in a little DJ duo called Staccato. I'm another shout out. What's up, Louisa?
Let's see how many shout outs
we
can get.
Yeah, I know. so far, that's two.
Yeah, all right.
Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to Rockland. So that's four.
And we got a couple shout outs to Trouble and Bass and Famous and Friends.
Oh, that's dude. Yeah. Okay.
And Culture of Me.
Shout out to Josh Vasadamas, who says you need to run about nails. So that's seven.
Yeah, and Kid Sister, who I'm asking about the nails. Anyway, so basically what happened was I was like, all right, well, I need my car because I'm going to live outside of the city. And I'm like, let's do a tour. Duh. Get paid.
Tour/move.
Get paid to ship your car cross country. Get put up in nice hotels. Hello.
Like Motel 6s?
No. and do something that I love to do, which is DJ. Because I had a really bad experience shipping my car from New York to LA.
How did you... Did you ship it like someone drove it, or like you put it on a...
I put it on a truck. This was... So 4 years ago, I moved to LA to... work in radio, and
which radio station was that again?
KBIG 104.3, which was like the KTU.
Can you just give us a quick, you know, like, shout out of what you would do?
Your radio voice, your professional radio
voice?
Well,
okay. Well, the official term is called puking. So when you are over, you know, overdoing it on the air, it's called puking. So it's like, do you want me to edgy puke or do you want
me to? Yeah, edgy puke.
Hit us.
All right. You're listening to Finger on the Pulse. That's like the edgy puke. Okay. But then there's like the classic puke, which is... Sorry, I'm trying to like keep a straight face. Heritage Radio Network. Like when you're really
I would
over...
never recognize your voice.
Well, I'm a little... You put me on the spot there with that. Yeah. But
it's a little smoky. It's a little smoky radio
voice. I can go all out. I could do my hip hop voice.
Can we hear one more? No, you can't just say that. Let's hear one.
One hip hop.
One hip hop puke.
All right,
give a shout out to the pizza.
Oh. Shout out to Brooklyn. We're holding it down with Roberta's Pizza right now.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, so basically I moved to LA and I needed a car because you need a car in LA. So I ship my car and I'm waiting, you know, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by. I'm like, where's my car, dude? You know, and it shows up and the rear view mirror, the side mirror is like falling off and the whole like hood is dented in. There's windows broken. Guy's like, oh, they didn't tell you? I'm like, well, who's they? And yeah, clearly.
Honestly not.
An Escalade fell on top of your car.
Oh my God.
Thanks, guys. So basically I had a really bad experience shipping my car, so I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that again. So I decided to do a cross country tour. It was great. Nice.
Good tour.
It was great tour. We did like weird cities, like not weird cities, but like
tertiary markets, as we like to call them.
Well, I mean, what was really cool is we did like we did the opening of Gay Pride in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Salt Lake City has Gay Pride.
That's what I'm saying.
That must have been a hell of a gig.
It was cool. It was beautiful.
3.5% beer.
Yo, it was awesome. You know, it was fun. With our dressing room, we were sharing with like drag queens, and it was cool. And we did, you know, cities like Santa Fe, which is I've been to a bunch of times, but I've never played there. That was cool.
And the kids must have been really appreciative to have you guys come through.
Yeah, it was nice to like just be like, hey, this is what we do, and here we are.
So now do you just fly back to LA?
Yeah, last month I had 4 round trip JFK LAX flights.
What do you fly? What's your brand?
Virgin America is my favorite, but recently it's just been AA.
You know, I just read, shout out to Luca Drop the Lime, he's flying back from Calgary, and he said they made him check his laptop because of the bomber last weekend, and I'm just thinking, if they made me check my laptop, I would lose my shit. There's no way that I
Did he check his laptop?
I don't know, but I'm like, there's just
I'm going to say that most of us who DJ with laptops don't have a protective case. It's always in like a soft, I mean, you got a JanSport, I'm pretty sure that you're rocking with your laptop in there, but like,
I have no idea, but there's just no, I mean, I just can't imagine.
Here's the more important thing. They took away his condoms and his
Dad, you can say something. You don't have to write anything. My parents are here, by the way.
I think that the...
Shout out to Mom and Dad.
Yeah. I think that the Transportation Safety Administration is now only allowing one carry-on, so that might be infecting what people are taking
on board. But the thing is, though, there's a difference, though, between one carry-on, like, where it would be his DJ... I guess it depends on how he travels, but, like...
He travels light, dude. He has like a slick little like leather like briefcase.
But there's just no way that I would check my laptop. Like, how are you like, yeah, my entire life is on a thing. Why don't we put it through some baggage handlers? Oh, it's not here? Awesome. Where the fuck is my laptop?
Yeah. No.
I can't.
Not a fan.
Not a fan at all. And ironically, all the airlines just got wireless just in time for us to check our laptops.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, the guy had liquid and powder in his underwear. It's not like he was working with a laptop. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're freaking out. I think that they will not.
You heard about that Nigerian guy who got sick on the airplane, and they, like quarantined the whole airplane.
Last hour of the flight, now you need to get escorted to the bathroom. Like, there's no...
I mean...
He's on, like, hour... It's
it's one, pretty, it's two, pretty much going to be,
guys,
like, nude flying.
Two guys
from this
Two
point
guys
out.
Pretty much just fucked the whole world on flying. Oh, man. Especially during holiday travel season.
One dude... made me take my shoes off for the rest of my life in the airport.
That's true.
Like, awesome.
You know what though? That only happens in America, because in Europe, my shoes stay on, bro. And I have my steel-toed like Doc Martens. Like
they don't care.
They're
you
like,
could hide like
right
six
through.
Knives in there. Nothing.
I am not hiding knives.
No, I'm not hiding. Gina Turner is not hiding.
I do not have knives.
That was
my shoes.
That was an ill-placed joke on air. Well, let's take a pause. Terry, why don't you spin us a set? We're going to eat some of this pizza. Maybe get some forks in here, because
I love that
Terry's upset that we were eating salad with our hands. I'm sorry. I'm apologizing on air. And then we'll come back, talk a little bit more about Gina. I want to talk more about your mom's bed and breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
kind of
right. We'll talk about that. Maybe get some shout outs to that. And then Gina's going to drop us a live set, and it'll be good. You're listening to Snacky Tunes. We're your host, Finger on the Pulse, with our very wonderful sponsor, Birders. Chowin, how's the pizza? That's about all we can get from Gina right now. Take it away, Terry.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Finger on the Pulse. Well, Snacky Tunes with Finger on the Pulse. We were just... It's Gina's fault. We were talking about Guidos. Terry, what was that? Why don't you tell us what you were just playing? Some new tunes.
A couple new tunes. Well, the first one was Benjamin Diamond, Little Scare, which is actually an old, like, 2000 track. But new to me. You know, great thing about music. Always new stuff. Followed up by Bubble Bath by the Swiss, this new live disco band coming out on Modular. Big shout out to Jen. Love Modular. And then final track was Starlight by Disco Kids off the Funk Delicious Volume 1, which Kyle passed us to us from...
I'm really into like Volume 3, but I guess we're going to do Volume 1.
But yeah, so that's just a little disco treat for the new year. One thing I found today, the 12s just released their Essential Mix on BBC.
Ooh.
It's awesome.
I played with the 12s in L.A. Six months ago,
and it was they're great. You know what I like about them, and like some, it was like them and then Basement Jacks. Like they're just fun,
yeah.
DJs, which I don't Which I know it's stupid to say, like, fun DJs, but yeah, I think we all know it's like, there's serious.
I know what you mean. There's serious techno DJs that don't even smile. Yeah. Am I Russian? That was Russian.
That was Russian. I mean, I knew your accent.
The
serious DJ in like the skin tight leather coat with the cigarette dangling, who like never looks up from the computer.
Wow, Mr. Wazow is like
or
upset.
Like the ash like falling. Like it's about to fall, like the Peg Bundy, I like to call it. Yeah. She's like cooking and it like falls.
But I mean, that's
but they're also just really like they're fun.
Can I say this? If you need like a 2-hour mix, to like pregame to before you go out for New Year's. Get the 12 essential mix. It really is just like, it's just so much fun.
By the way, we are now old for saying pregame. I found out the official college term is preload.
What?
Yes.
That's weird. Oh, preload is a little...
This American Life?
This American Life. But preload, if you're of like the download generation, I'm just preloading. I don't know what that means.
I honestly, I'm going to prelude this booze into my system.
Prelude, yeah. Anyway, we were just, G and I were just talking about our weekends out. We ended up going to see the dancer now, Francois K. Derek May. Techno extravaganza.
What are they called? The something twins. What are they called when they're together?
Oh, it's C something. I can't remember.
I don't know. Cosmic twins?
Yeah, cosmic twins. Okay. And it's they're from a different decade. Twins is spelled with an S, not a Z.
And also, I just want to say though that just to see Francois K still out on the decks, it's just like it's like
this is nice.
You too can DJ forever,
and you can also have a command of $40 cover on a Saturday night, which is.
Things are worth it. Like I come from like the after hours mentality where it's like I am paying to, you know, be in this warehouse till 10 a.m. and I'm paying for this music and I'm paying to support the artist. So there's that, but yeah, $40 is a little.
$40. I mean,
it's a little steep.
It's but I guess
it's a recession, dog.
It's the meatpacking mentality of Dancer Now at Santos. So it's kind of like. That's the thing where it's like if it was at Cielo, I'm like I'm going to Cielo, I'm gonna pay that. But bringing that to Santos, I'm just and the same thing when you talk about love, she's gesturing. No one can see you gesturing.
She's hooking gesturing.
Yes,
right
I'm
now.
Like I'm like totally agreeing with you because I was at Love, which is like my favorite venue in New York, and you know it's Dubfire, okay, what? Which is underground minimal techno. Well, now he's kind of above ground, but whatever. like the whole Love atmosphere is like being like vibing and like I'm at this like underground club, and it's literally every borough of every borough of New York, like Staten Island, Long Island, like Ed Hardy, full on blowout. Which I don't mind because I love my Guidos. I love my Guidos. You guys appreciate.
They'll tip you $20 to play a song.
Yes. But like when I'm standing in line, like I'm standing in like to get into Love and I hear this dude like, yo, I'll buy bottles. I don't care if you don't have bottle service here. I buy bottles. I'm bottle service Bobby. Like I'm like.
Wow. Bottle service
I'm like,
Bobby.
this is Love. This isn't Pasha.
I mean, and that's the thing. I'm just saying. We have plans to go to Pasha to see Bobby Sinclair on January 8th.
That'll be fun.
And I am fully already, you know, mentally preparing myself for like what the type of guys are going to be there and the type of girls.
Money that will be spent.
But it's Pasha, and so I know going into it like
exactly.
Gonna get. And also because normally when we go out to hear the music that we hear, like when they said $25 at the door, I was just like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But guess what? It was worth.
That's what happens when they get old and their crowd like. Goes out on just Saturday.
Yeah.
I like if yeah, I spent $25
I went out
night.
Once a week and I wanted it to be like the best like make up for all the other nights that I stay in, I would just pay whatever.
With that nagging wife and that damn kid of mine Saturday.
And that good going out.
Listen, I grew up with that with those sounds and that crowd. Like I was, you know, young with a fake ID going to Sound Factory just, you know, to hear these DJs play, and I was surrounded by Guidos, and you know what, if you saw some old pictures of me, you might even call me a Guido.
Can I say something though?
You're gonna say it.
But you club owners when they look at their books the other night probably prefer Guidos to hipsters.
Oh absolutely, because Guidos spend the money.
Yeah,
they spend the money. But the thing is,
we'll have a drink.
Yeah,
we all brought in like secret flasks.
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
So last time I saw you was when we were at Cielo when Layback Luke played.
Yeah, it was Luke and Bart B. Moore.
Which was awesome.
Awesome.
So really fun. Good.
Oh, my.
Night.
Lay by Luke. He's a fun DJ.
Yeah, he's a fun DJ.
By
yes.
the way, do yourself a favor, listeners out there, and Google like inside this studio with Layback Luke.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. his the way that he writes, I don't want to ruin it for you, but just the way in which he does his tracks is kind of
work that.
Move that. That's it. Four
hey,
hours.
Luke, what's up? Shout out.
But that's so you're telling us that you're now he's your production partner doing
yeah,
tracks together?
We have a little project called Nouveau Eurekan. We have a record out right now, actually, on San Pellegrino, which is the Institute's sub-label. And I'm not just saying this because, you know, they're releasing our record, but San Pellegrino is probably one of my favorite record labels out right now. What's up?
What's up?
France.
I think we're up to like 9,000
shout-outs.
I know,
I love all the shout-outs. Anyway, so, yeah, we're making tracks together, and I guess what you could describe it as is like jacking Latin inspired. I don't know. I'm making more fist pumping.
Yeah,
right now.
Fist pumping. Are you gonna play something?
Wait,
set?
Yes, I will.
Can you puke us a Latin sounding radio
call?
Oh,
you know what? I don't want to be racist.
Okay, then it's not.
Okay, but I mean it's your heritage.
But no, actually, you know, here's the. I'm gonna blow it right now. I am half Italian Jew. And then my other half is, you know, very Eastern European, so like Hungarian and Czech. I am not Latin.
Uh-oh.
I have cousins who they're listening right now, actually. What's up, Giovanna, Sofia, Valeria?
Yes! Get it up there.
they are half Puerto Rican.
All right.
But I have no Puerto Rican blood in me. It's in the family. But yes. Oh, I just hit myself with the microphone. But you know, yeah, I plan on playing some of mine and Luke's new.
Let's get you up there.
Okay,
let's get a
awesome.
Set. Yeah, let's get a set there. And we'll come back. I still want to talk about your mom's bed and breakfast.
Oh, yes. Harmony House. Hi, Mom. I didn't even say hi, Mom. I did all these shout outs
we'll
without
come
a hi,
we'll
Mom.
Come back. We'll come back. We'll do
so,
a hi, Mom.
Anyway, so you are listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. As always, big shout out to Roberta's for both sponsoring our hunger and our radio show. Really always appreciate the service and the quality of food. If you have not been to Roberta's, get yourself out to Bushwick.
And if you
thumbs up for hey, big shout out to Mom and Dad.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
We've had high five. We've had a very nice family weekend. We finally created a space in New York where they could come, you know, hang with
stay.
Us. And stay.
Indefinitely.
And then, what else
is I going to say?
Rec Tech, Jack Inslee, big shout out.
And if you like this show and you haven't really been listening to us, all of our episodes are available for podcasts. If you just go to iTunes and search Snacky Tunes, funny enough, we're the only thing named Snacky Tunes.
Yeah, there's no confusion.
You can get all of our...
That was the advice we gave the other week. You just have to create words, make up words for who you are.
Flostradamus, Moby, Drop the Lime, Lauren Flax,
Moby Dick,
all the people on there. All right. Gina Turner is going to drop us an exclusive set. Here we go. Tell me he's not someone
twerk it out to the ground, 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 bang 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 bang.
That's some good moves. You realize that like no one can see you, right?
I know.
You're like very gestural in the way that you
I do that.
Talk, but maybe we need like a you know, when I was at DJing at Boston, at BU, they had like a in studio camera.
Oh, okay.
But that was like 2000 when like web streaming was like, because you really want to see what the DJ is doing at 2
well, a.m. in the morning. The radio station that I used to be on in Boston was WERS. And
Emerson
shout
girl.
Out. Yeah, I'm an Emerson girl.
Wait, do you know, what year did you graduate?
2000 and, wow, 6?
Wait, do you know Molly Casey?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Weird. Okay. Anyway.
And do you know Debbie?
Debbie.
She was a music director from until like 2004.
I mean, I'm sure. Oh, with like big plugs?
Yeah, curly hair.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Shout out to Debbie wherever you are in the world. The last thing I heard, she was in Africa doing dancing.
Not surprised.
She was the one who taught me that you need to play a song at the same time on your show for 3 weeks in a row for someone to finally start listening to it, which I never followed because I was like, 3 weeks.
Like the next week, I'm like, what's the new stuff out there?
Well,
speaking of music being played,
trying to answer a question.
Oh yeah, so my Emerson thing was that our studio would face the Boston Common. So I did the overnight show a lot, which was like the crazy hours, you know, till 6 a.m. and you get some sketchy characters that hang out in Boston Common,
especially with those big windows at the
Emerson. And like for real, I'd be like dancing, and because I'd be mixing records live on the air. Like this is pre me being on Serato and stuff like that. And literally, it would be like dudes like dancing up against the glass, like totally like homeless dudes. I was like, yes, I win. I'm making someone dance. Ow.
So let's talk about your mom's bed and breakfast. We've been teasing all the time. So I didn't know that. I mean, that's kind of rad because of your food show.
I know.
Bed and breakfast.
Well, it's a bed and breakfast called Harmony House. HarmonyHouseBnB.com. It's in Woodstock, New York. And it's great. I mean, they do like a 5-course or 3-course, 4-course, whatever. Big I'm really bad at this. A big breakfast. It's like a gourmet kind of thing, made to order. The chef Jackie, you know.
Nice.
Does it pretty well. I'm really bad at it. I'm really bad at advertising. Oh,
I'm
going to
help you out here. How long
me.
Has your mom had the place?
A couple years.
Nice.
And is there a website?
Yes. Harmony BNB. HarmonyHouseBNB.com.
How many rooms is it?
I think it's four. But the cool thing about the rooms are they're all themed after different Provence or different Provences in France.
Yes.
And because my mom lived in France for a very long time and... Yeah, it's cool. Like there, I stayed in Bordeaux the last.
Oh,
couple
very
days.
Nice. Do you get a bottle of wine when you check in?
No, but you know what? You do get awesome restaurant discounts on wine. You know what it is? You get a free glass of wine at these restaurants that they recommend you to, and they're really good. Like the Red Onion is very good. New World, shout out to New World. Okay, that place is like the best food ever. They have this thing called Purple Haze Shrimp, and it's the spiciest shrimp you will ever taste,
really?
Probably in your life.
Huh. Oh, I'm allergic, so I'm going to take your word for it.
We're going to see the Purple Haze.
Real question is, though, who's eating the last slice of pizza?
It's all you.
It's all you.
Okay.
It's all you.
Wait, do you want to tell us who you... Dad, you can still say stuff.
I'm just curious. There used to be a lot of musicians living up in Woodstock. Do any still live up there?
Oh, of course, yeah. I think my mom... she was telling... Yeah, yes, there are musicians. I have no idea. I'm really bad with the scene.
You're going to... I mean, if...
What's Woodstock. Go to Woodstock.
Go to Woodstock. What's the DJ scene like up there in Woodstock?
You know what? Lauren Flax and I were trying to like find a little night, like a girl's night to, you know,
throw
take
down.
Over.
Yeah.
And apparently there are DJs.
They
exist up there.
DJs era. We went... DJs the first time we went everywhere. To Montreal, we stopped over... Dad drove us up there. We stopped off in Albany, and we didn't DJ, but we found it was the karaoke night. It was like every transgender, like subculture, like sexuality.
Karaoke. I thought you meant like fairy, like fairy Corsten, karaoke, like trance song.
And it's it was less that there was just no other place could sustain them. So you have like butch lesbians, you know, effeminate gays, big papa bears, all in one room who are all kind of like, just agreeing to be there because it was the only night there, and then like us, and then our friend Peter, who's gay, but it's like it's the straightest gay dude you've ever met, and like the three of us in there were like, hey, so
hi.
They were more like hey.
It was,
they eventually kicked us out.
I would
out.
Say this: it was a big drop of oil and a bucket of vinegar.
Oh my gosh!
Especially you had just flown in from London, as I recall, wearing your London.
No. This was 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When you drove us up to Montreal, Dad.
We went to Big Bear Diner.
Big Bear Diner.
So what did you... So can you tell us some of the tracks you played and then tell us what you're going to take us out on?
So I played a track that is coming out on Tiesto's record label, Black Hole Recordings. Mm. It's featuring me. It's me and Zoo Brazil. And it's called Bang It. That was that bang that, bang, 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 bang that.
Work that. Work that.
I also
that.
Played my favorite. The first track I opened with was a Hendrik Schwartz edit of Bill Withers, which I'm totally a fan of. And then Uxia, Whole Life. And wow, I can't even, my brain is so fried, I can't even remember. Oh, and then my song.
My song.
My song with Dano, the Flinch remix of it, though. So that bass line heavy. Yeah. I played some Justin Martin in there, and then the last track, and then I played the Zoo Brazil Bang It track, and the last track I finished with was a remix, the Dowser remix of mine and Luke's song Boricua,
which you just sent me yesterday.
Which I just sent you. I sent you the original, which is what I'm going to close out tonight. The original, I'm going to close out.
Fantastic.
Well,
thanks for coming. Well, thank you for coming.
And upcoming New York gig. What's the next one?
I think I'm doing something. Sorry, that's me going through my Rolodex. The 23rd, I'm doing a warehouse party.
Nice.
A loft party.
That's Saturday.
I'm not sure. But before that, I'm going to be in, if there's, you know,
we get out there.
Yeah. Before that, I'm going to be in L.A., and I'm going to be doing Avalon with Radio Slave and Laidback Luke.
Avalon, the Webster Hall of the West.
Yes.
That place. So we got some gigs coming up. Our next gig, it will be January 2nd at LPR with the XX DJing and VHS Urbeta.
Cool.
It'll be fun. Mom is a big fan of the XX.
And a big shout out to Justine D, who always...
Yeah, look out for
us. So Gina, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the pizza.
Of course.
Of course.
Big pizza
fan. And while she finishes that pizza, shout out to mom and dad. Thanks.
Mom and dad.
Thanks for inviting me. I think the official count is maybe like 26 or 27.
Dude,
shout-outs.
We roll
well,
a shout-out.
Hey, let's just
Roberta's.
Let's just do this. So big shout out to Roberta's for sponsoring the show. Mm-hmm. Jack Inslee and Rec Tech for helping us sound good all year. I'm looking forward to new shows.
Yeah, thanks to Heritage for giving us
a radio show. Yeah, thanks to Heritage. Big shout out to our new roommate Whitney, who's sitting right here. All of our guests this year. You know, again, dropped the line for being our first guest and really setting the bar for everyone.
I played Drop the Lime too.
Oh, yeah, Drop the Lime with Miss Carrie Wilde. Everyone. It's been like Space, Moby, Lemonade.
And then, like, all of our food guests.
VDRK, D'Artagnan, all of our food guests. Jordana Rothman, Irene Wong, Alan Astor.
It's been good. This is just the beginning.
And also, let's not forget, tomorrow night, season finale of the first part of season one for Dinner with the Band, Yacht, featuring Chicken in the Woods Mushrooms from D'Artagnan.
Big
shout out
to D'Artagnan.
Shout out to Sam Mason. Thank you so much, Sam.
All right. Wrap it up here.
Luke Riffle. Matt Reynolds.
All right.
Oh, and also, let's not forget, this Thursday, small little holiday called New Year's.
Gina, if you can make it out from Grandma's house.
Yeah, which is not, this is not a joke, people. They're going to be with Nana, who I think is listening. Nana, hi. Sorry. Ti voglio bene. Caro.
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Famous Friends, Trouble and Bass, Disco Bass all night. $25 tickets, pre-sale. It's at Europa in Greenpoint.
Open
bar 9 to 11.
We're your host, Finger on the Pulse. Gina's going to take us one more track.
This is the track that's out now on San Pellegrino.
Where can you buy it?
On beatport.com.
Nice.
Anyway, so thank you so much. We are Finger on Your Pulse. We are Finger on the Pulse. And we will see you in the new year on heritageradionetwork.com. Snacky Tunes. Thanks again.
Sabrus, 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 Sabrus,